This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Efforts to increase student milk consumption in schools is gaining momentum in our nation's capital. Here with an update is the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, Greg Dowd. So, Greg, what's the latest in getting whole milk for healthy kids in schools?
Well, we've been jammed in schools getting whole milk in schools since 2012 when the Obama administration made that change. Last year, the option of putting whole milk and 2% milk back in schools passed the House 330-99 and then got blocked by, actually, ironically enough, the chairwoman of the Senate Ag Committee, Debbie Stabenow. Yesterday was a huge day in this conversation because this is now passed the House committee and unanimously by voice vote, whole milk for healthy kids in schools passed the Senate Ag Committee unanimously by voice vote, which means now we can go to the Senate floor, and which looks really good. And we know what the vote in the House was. We are extremely optimistic that we're going to get this done. And then the next step for that is we've got to work at the state and local level to get this implemented.
So this has been quite a process, but it appears to be heading in the right direction, which is a good sign.
It's one of those issues that we've been working on for years at National Milk and the entire dairy industry. It was a huge day in the Senate Agriculture Committee, a huge step forward for us.
And the start of June Dairy Month also marks the beginning of a new milk pricing system for dairy farmers, an effort that's been years in the making.
Well, you know, we hadn't changed the federal milk marketing order steps and the way all this was done in 25 years. And so it's taken over 3 years, 100-plus meetings of the National Milk Producers Federation co-ops, the enormous USDA hearing process that took months and months, and I think we had something like 50-some people testify. The point being is that got done, and on June 1, this entered into force. It became implemented. So we're now up and running with a new system for the first time in 25 years on how milk is priced in the U.S. with the higher of and the new Class 1 differentials and the make allowances. The only thing that we still have until the end of the year that will kick in is the new composition factors on milk. So a huge step forward here after many, many years of a new federal milk marketing order pricing system.
Of course, this just being implemented and brand new. Any feedback so far on this?
The concern was here at the last minute that you had a handful of folks in the organic community that weren't happy, and there was some concern that they were going to hold this up, but it looks like that concern has been abated. We are moving forward. They're going to have their process to look at what they're doing, but we are all systems go, and once again, after many, many years, it is a huge step forward for everybody at the dairy farm in this country.
Been a busy time for the dairy industry, but also optimistic, and you're on the road sharing the good news.
Well, you know, I'm the new guy, the new CEO at National Milk here. I've been in the job not quite 2 years now, and so I'm continuing the process. I've put some frequent flyer miles on here in the last couple of years, let me tell you, meeting with everybody, but it's a real pleasure, and it's a really exciting time in the dairy industry, honestly. We, you know, the entire industry is talking about when you add it all up, 2023, 24, 25, 26, 27, the new Chobani investment. We now have about $10 billion in new dairy processing investment in the United States. It's I don't know that there's another commodity anywhere in the world that has the new investment in processing that the U.S. dairy industry has. You know, Washington is frustrating, but sometimes we get some good news and we like to talk about it.
Thank you for the time today, Greg. Greg Dowd, President and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.